Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
These are my confessions.
All right, people, you fine people. So are you familiar with the name Gracie Hunt?
I am, actually.
Gracie Hunt. If you don't know, she is an heiress to the Hunt fortune.
I appreciate the enunciation that you're doing right now.
The heiress?
No, just making sure that you say Hunt correctly. Because that can get you in trouble.
Fortune, yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I didn't even think of that, but now I am. So
don't mess it up.
I gotta watch my
silence the H.
Watch myself here. Gracie Hunt. Happy birthday to Gracie Hunt. She just turned 26.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a billionaire heiress.
Correct.
Also the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's right.
And so she posted on her birthday 26 tips for a successful life.
Okay.
She's 26.
Yeah, I was like, it's always weird. It's always tough when you are young trying to give people advice.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like anybody older than you looking at you like, you don't know a damn
thing. All I needed was one. Be a billionaire heiress.
What was the tips, though?
I got a few for you.
Okay.
The confession is like, I'm going to go ahead and pass on your advice. I'm going to go ahead and pass on your advice.
Well, I guess you want to be a billionaire then.
She was born into the Hunt family. She's 26.
What is that, third generation money at this point?
At least third, right?
Yeah.
There's ketchup everywhere in her house. You know, there's, she's got all kinds of, she's got the Chiefs.
I don't know if that's the flex that it sounds like. You got ketchup all over your house.
How about this one? Those red ketchup jerseys are soon going to be hers of the Kansas. She's going to own the Chiefs. And she gave 26 tips for a successful life. Let me throw a couple of these out there. Keep in mind, she's 26.
Correct.
One of them, Figgy, eat the rainbow.
What does that mean? Mm-hmm. Like, have Skittles?
Eat the rainbow.
Wait, did she actually, like, expand on this, or did she just write that?
That was, like, thing number 19. Eat the rainbow.
Oh, she ran out.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Eat the rainbow is insane.
That's the secret. That's a tip for a successful life. You don't know another one?
I guess.
I've never heard this before. Timing is everything.
Sure.
That's true.
You can't knock
on that.
Not
true?
She's not wrong.
Is that not true?
She learned that in her grizzled 26-year life. And trying
Here's
to
another
things
one.
Out. Yeah.
Be sure to reset to nature's frequency.
Oh, those are just buzzwords.
That's a little too much in the sticks for me.
And of course,
no pun intended.
Yeah, I got the feeling of like amethyst crystals and stuff. I was like, nah, I don't like this. That quote just asked me what my sign is. I don't like it.
And then this one to end it. Choose your hard.
I've heard that one before.
I've heard all of them except for eat the rainbow and reset to nature's frequency.
Well, that's two of the four.
But I roll. I was going to say I something. I roll. She's 26 and a billionaire heiress. and she's posting to almost a million followers, by the way.
And she got a million followers?
780,000, I think.
She must look good.
Yeah, okay. I was gonna explain. I was like, yes,
she probably looked good.
She is a conventionally attractive young woman.
The answer is yes.
That's right.
Come on, man.
I mean, 26 years going great. Clearly, she's doing something right, Lopez.
Hey, maybe take her advice and maybe you could be a billionaire.
I'm gonna eat the rainbow as soon as I finish the show today.
Yeah, and the hunt money is oil and gas money, but I did like the image of Lopez. Just like they got ketchup all over the house. They just got bottles all over the house. Lopez, the 832 wants more of these because they're trying to be a billionaire. So, they're right now. So just, okay. If you could just sprinkle in.
Her name is Gracie Hunt.
Mm-hmm. That's why. Yeah, exactly, Lopez. Now you'll never be a 26-year-old heiress.
Well, I was really counting on that.
Was that the retirement plan so you yeah. become a 26-year-old heiress?
Yeah. These are my
confessions. I learned about myself, because I got to admit, I learned about myself that I am I'm messy in a way that I did not anticipate.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these algorithms, man, they get you.
Oh, yeah.
And I've tried very much to not dig into those because they're a time suck or what have you. And so Instagram Reels have gotten me. And one of the things that's gotten me recently is these second date radio segments. So like there's a radio show somewhere, I don't even know where it is, mm-hmm. where they would do these segments where their listeners could email in if they'd gone on a first date and they just hadn't heard back from the mm-hmm. person. Mm-hmm. They could email the radio station. The radio station would call the person and ask them why they hadn't called them back. And like that sounds like, all right, yeah, I'm sure that's a you know, radio segment mm-hmm. that works or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
My Instagram keeps popping them up, and my dumb self keeps listening all the way through.
You're in now.
I've been hooked.
Yeah, you're in.
Like
now.
This is the type of thing that I would like to mm-hmm. I'd like to believe myself above, but I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm messy enough to where I want to find out why Leslie didn't call back Jeff after they had a fantastic date at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do I care about this? And I don't have a good answer, but I still do. That's it. Like, I just have to confess. I've realized that this is something that catches my attention, and I'm not happy about it, but it mm-hmm. does.
We get sucked into this stuff so much.
Yeah.
I mean, so much.
It's funny, too, because, like, all it takes for you is to watch one thing,
mm-hmm.
and that stuff keep popping up on your timeline, man. Like, I ran across a fight. It was, a fight outside.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of checking it out. Nah, my timeline's number fights, just random ass fights. I'm like, all right, I ain't that messy.
Yeah.
I want to keep watching all these fights.
I got into you're familiar with Grizzy? The one that's kind of a watchdog?
No.
Oh, you got to. Oh, she's huge. She has all kinds of like police scanner things. She goes to some of these things.
Is this a dog or a person?
It's a woman. Grizzy okay. News. I'm all in on that. Figure you'd love it.
So she's basically okay. like storm chasing, but like for.
But she's good. Like she solves stuff and she okay. catches people.
This man.
Yeah.
All right.
Look it up. You'll be in.
No, that's you'll the point. I don't want more of these.
Is that like that hood news?
That's it. Maybe. It's Grizzy.
Grizzy hood news?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking
about.
Don't
want more of these.
They be catching the little, the fights at the stoplights.
Bigger stuff, too. Like, remember when that convict was loose up in Huntsville and they were searching for him? Grizzy was all over that. She helped him. She helped him catch him.
You sure?
Or yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Shout out to Grizzy, I guess. I'm not gonna check in on you. I'm gonna be honest. These are my
confessions. I don't know how I should feel about this, man. I meant to bring it up yesterday, but it stayed on my mind. So yesterday, me, Reggie, and T-Mill went out to mm-hmm. Kirby Ice House for steak night.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, I decided to make a tweet. I texted a couple people like, hey. Because the last time we went, everybody was like, hey, I like steak. Oh, where am I invite? Yeah. And all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this time I decided to text a couple people. Some people couldn't make it and all that stuff. So shout out to my man Sean Pendergast. Mm-hmm. I text him. And this was on Tuesday. So this is why I text him. I text him, yo, me and Reg doing steak night at Kirby tomorrow mm-hmm. around 6 p.m. Now, this was Tuesday. I said we will be there tomorrow. I said we will be there tomorrow around 6 p.m. if you want to join.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm going to the Astros game tonight.
Yeah.
Which would have been Tuesday.
Yeah. Please hit me next time. So I'm thinking, I'm like, damn, what's today's date?
Yeah.
So I'm like, Oh, it's okay, man. We will be there tomorrow. Right. No, I said tomorrow again. Tomorrow, no pressure. I'll let you know next time. He said, thanks again. Have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, damn, is he gonna be a little hungover or something?
Right.
Like,
that's a big plan.
Yeah. So I'm thinking like, dang, I guess maybe he misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe thought I was talking about that night, which was Tuesday and not Wednesday. But then I think Reggie I guess he kind of misunderstood. He thought it was Tuesday.
It seems like it. It seems like it. But now that's thrown, I think it's thrown both of us off.
Yeah, that was my confession. That kind of threw my week off a little bit. Because I was already off Tuesday because I was reading to the kids. And so that threw me off. And then when Sean said that, I'm like, damn, what is today's date? So now today I'm sitting here thinking it's Friday.
Yeah.
So I'm all thrown off, man. But that little piece right there kind of threw me off a little bit because I'm like, did I say today or tonight?
Yeah.
And I made sure I said tomorrow. And he was just like, nope, I'll be at the game tonight.
Okay.
So I'm like,
what day is it?
I'm like, what is going on?
Today is Thursday, by the way. I've checked a couple of times because it does feel kind of Friday like.
Yeah, it does. It does. It absolutely does. These are my confessions. I think the Torpedo Bats are going to break the Astros out of their slump.
And okay.
Let me explain.
I like that.
No, let me explain. Baseball players are among the weirdest athletes in sports.
Agreed.
They're just, it's a long, long season. It's such a mental game. They, you know, they do some very bizarre things sometimes, you know, in terms of trying to break out a slump, out of a slump, maybe whether it's working on some little mechanical, tiny little thing or whatever it may be, slump busters, you know, all kinds of bizarre things. The Torpedo Bats, and by the way, they're coming to Houston. They won't be on the road trip here. They won't have them on the road trip to Minneapolis, but they're going to be back, and Joe Spada said he expects them back by the homestand.
I also wonder, when they implement them, because, the bats come in.
Well, they're going to probably use them in the cage a little bit.
Yeah, use them in the cage, BP. I don't know that you're immediately like, all right, take them to the plate. Let's go.
There might be some, but I'm telling you, baseball is such a mental game, and these guys are willing to try just about anything. I fully expect once they get used to it, three, maybe four guys using the torpedo bats. And because it's such a mental thing, even though it may not be the bat, I think we're going to see the Astros bats start to heat up because of that.
I sure hope so.
Yeah. It's not the bat.
You say it's not the bat?
But the bats probably are going to help them between the ears.
Yeah, you got. I mean, look, it's a largely mental game.
Yeah.
And, I mean, in that same vein, I think there's a double Astros confession for me.
Mm-hmm.
One, Luis Garcia has been shut down. They said it's inflammation again. So, this is the third time that's happened. I finally reached where you guys were.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, all right, I don't believe anymore. I do not believe anymore. But at the same time, lineup for today has come out versus the Twins, and guess who's in center field?
Who would that be?
Chaz McCormick.
How about that?
I think that's I got
the
it.
Second leading hitter among
spot.
The regulars.
I got it. Think that's his spot.
I think that's his spot. I think he didn't take in the spot.
Yeah.
I think he's the center. I mean, and it's three straight games out of a total of what would now be seven.
Six, seven, yeah.
I don't know that I could I really shouldn't extrapolate, but it does feel like Jake Myers had started out, all right, and very quickly, Chaz was really worked in center. And it might just be because of the paltry hitting that you've gotten.
Yeah,
he's been the least. He's been not the least, but he's been less paltry.
It's Altuve and then him among the regulars.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. And that's tough. But
that hot hand of a 256 batting.
That's right.
Or whatever.
That's right. Look at that. 281 said they'd rather the Astros get a bunch of ladies to break the slump than switch to the torpedo bats.
Hey, you can do both.
Yeah, I don't know how various players' wives and significant others would feel about that particular, or maybe those are the ladies that we're speaking of. I guess I was the one assuming bad things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm in that place where I'm like, yep, white boy Chaz, welcome to center field, dog.
Yeah, man.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. And much appreciation to the Men's Clinic for presenting that. Our lunchtime confessions coming up next. About time for buy or sell on a Thursday. What are we buying? What these various people in sports are selling? We'll do it next.